Hundreds of police officers around the country are taking heat tonight for public posts that they made on Facebook. Here's the problem. A lot of people think the posts were violent, racist, and sexist. Police in Philadelphia are among those under investigation, and Don Daler's there.
The people at this rally outside the Philadelphia police headquarters weren't surprised by what they read in the racist social media rants.
We live here in this city.
But Solomon Jones, one of the protest organizers, says the brazen public display took it to a different level.
It's a turning point because they felt the license to engage in hate in a public way. And what that says to me is that there is a culture that allows that to happen.
The Facebook posts in question contained discriminatory opinions. If our country was all Caucasian, the homicide rate would drop 70%. Perhaps we should be very suspicious of all Muslims in this country, said another. Or encourage violence. It's a good day for a chokehold. They were collected by the Plainview Project, a group of lawyers and activists who over 2 years painstakingly reviewed the Facebook pages of 3,500 current and former police officers in 8 departments. Dallas and Denison, Texas, Lake County, Florida, St. Louis, Twin Falls, Idaho, Phoenix, York, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, where over 300 officers were flagged for allegedly expressing racist, violent, or misogynistic views.
I want the 328 officers who are on active duty to be taken off the street right now, because it says to me that your mindset is one that you don't feel that my life is valuable.
All 8 police departments have issued statements saying they found those posts objectionable. 4 of them have put some of their officers on temporary desk duty pending investigations. Now, different departments have different policies about this kind of behavior, but David, only St. Louis has referred the matter to a prosecutor.